Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's another lovely sunny day out there. You can be thankful for the sunshine because we all know that winter will soon be coming, and I've heard it's going to be an early winter, so fingers crossed that it's not, but it will be what it will be. Welcome to worship on the 17th Sunday of Pentecost. Today we will celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. We will be partaking of only the bread. And I will go over the instructions with you at the beginning of communion, but it's very simple. So we had a clergy cluster meeting this week, and our dean, Pastor Tanya Varner, was talking to Synod about the protocols surrounding singing. The Synod has advised that we are now able to hum the hymns quietly. It's a little step forward. It feels really weird for me to sit there and say, we can now hum the hymns, but it's a step forward at least. So feel free to hum the hymns this morning. And on the subject of hymns, I am not a great proofreader. The hymn of the day is hymn number 781, not 777 as printed in your bulletin. I promise when I'm back the first week, there's going to be no mistakes in the bulletin. But I just keep reminding, this is a good way to remind folks that we're all perfectly imperfect, right? So, and my perfectly imperfect is proofreading. Just a note that Zion's Council will meet on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock in the church. And as we are back to in-person worship, we will be resuming my Sundays off on the 4th and 5th Sundays of the month. The worship committee will be providing the service next week. And Brenda is preaching. Today we are recording the service on our trusty old MP3 player right there. We ran into a little bit of a snag with our internet capacity, and we will discuss that at our council meeting. Look for the service to be uploaded later today. So there's going to be a little bit of a time lag now between when the service is available on the internet, and you will also now notice that we don't post the sermon anymore until Sunday as well. That's twofold. Number one, I want you to come to church if you feel comfortable, but I also still want it there for folks who do not feel comfortable, because that is the, in the messenger last month, that's what Pastor Tanya was talking about, having that hybrid ability to reach the people who aren't comfortable, but to also provide for folks who are comfortable, and that is our call, and that is the call that Synod has given us. And I think it's important that we respect that and that we keep trying to reach out to the folks who can't come to church, don't feel comfortable with some physical limitations for folks that can't. And the fact that we're reaching more people now. So, welcome to 2021 in the pandemic. Does anybody else have any other announcements? Brenda.
I just want to let everybody know that Vivian Harshen is sitting in church this week. That's what I get for not looking around. Vivian has a birthday next week. So if you want to bring your cards, Rockley, she's not here. If you want to bring birthday cards, I'll see she gets them, okay? That's what I get for not turning around and looking. Well, who's here?
I think 29th, is it on the 29th? 27th, okay. All right, seeing none, no other announcements, let us take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
invite you to rise as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. And you can follow along in your bulletins. In bold is what you will repeat. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose teaching is life, whose presence is sure, and whose love is endless. Amen. Let us confess our sins to the one who welcomes us with an open heart. God, our Comforter,
like the lost sheep we have gone astray, we gaze upon abundance and see scarcity. We turn our faces away from injustice and oppression. We exploit the earth with our apathy and greed. Free us from our sin, gracious God. Listen when we call out to you for help. Lead us by your love to love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.
All have sinned and fall short into the glory of God. By the gift of grace in Christ Jesus, God makes you righteous. Receive with glad hearts the forgiveness of all your sins.
Amen.
We will now have our opening hymn, number 389, Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing. Words of Scripture.
first reading is from Jeremiah 11, 18 to 20. A reading from Jeremiah. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered. But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm today is Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name, in your might, defend my cause. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless have sought my life, those who have no regard for God. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who sustains my life. Render evil to those who spy on me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will offer you a free will sacrifice and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have rescued me from every trouble, and my eye looks down on my enemies. The second reading is James 3, 13 to 4, 3, and 7 to 8a. A reading from James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, the Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what were you arguing about on the way? But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another, who was the greatest? He sat down and called the 12 and said to them, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. These conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? This was the question the author of James asked the early church in our New Testament reading this morning. You see, the members were not getting along, and the author was calling them out on it. They were quarreling amongst themselves, desiring what each other had. They were trying to keep up with the proverbial Joneses of the times at the expense of loving God and at the expense of loving one another. We hear the same storyline in our gospel reading this morning. The disciples were traveling with Jesus through Galilee on their way to Capernaum, on their way to the cross. And as they were walking, they were arguing amongst themselves about who was the greatest. Now, throughout the Gospel of Mark, we often hear about the mentality and the confusion of the disciples concerning Jesus' identity and their call as disciples in the world. And I have mentioned in myself in many of my sermons, calling the disciples confused or criticizing them for not getting it. C. Clifton Black, in his Working Preacher commentary for this week, says it pretty bluntly. The disciples were so dense that the light bent around them. Those are pretty harsh words. And we were discussing the disciples' actions at Bible study this week. Just a little note, we meet on Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Zoom with the folks from Trinity, New Hampshire. We would love to have more folks from Zion join. All are welcome. Please talk to me if you would like to join in. And Pastor Tanya wondered if we haven't been a little bit too hard on the disciples. She went on to remind us that the disciples were hearing and learning from Jesus in real time. They would not have had the advantage of hearing and reading about his works and radical love in written form, as we have. We've heard it all of our lives, and frankly, for the most part, we still don't get it. Sure, they knew that what their elders had passed on to them from the prophets and the oral tradition. They knew the Messiah was coming, for John the Baptist and so many others had proclaimed it. They dropped their fishing nets and became fishers of people when Jesus asked them. They witnessed his miracles. They listened to his parables and teachings. They heard Jesus tell them that he was the Son of Man. And Peter, James, and John witnessed Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain. But still, they struggled with what Jesus was trying to tell them. What is helpful to remember is that the disciples were human. And I wonder if they were not caught in the tension of faith and fear. They wanted to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God, but they did not understand what that meant. They were looking for the return of God, but they were not understanding that Jesus was the continuation of God's word and work in the world. They were looking for power and privilege because they had seen what power in the leadership of the Roman Empire looked like, and that it led to oppression and poverty for most all of the Jewish people. To them, Jesus represented a kingly power of might that would overrule the powers of the Roman Empire. And when that happened, then their wealth would be restored and privilege and greatness would be prevalent in society at the expense of the Romans. Our passage today lives into the difficulty as human beings in comprehending just who God is and how God's presence makes a difference in our lives through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. That presence also calls us to serve and be in community with others, common power over others. How often do we act like the disciples? We argue amongst ourselves, proclaiming to be greatest. We believe we are right. We proclaim to have all the answers. Just look at Facebook. There are so many Facebook experts out there, it's crazy. Take a look at our world at the moment. I know I am not alone when I lament that it feels like we are living in a divided and hateful world. People are frustrated and angry for so many reasons. And I wonder if part of the issue is that we are all fearful, but we're all fearing different things. I wonder if we are not caught in that same tension of faith and fear as the disciples were. Having faith is to trust in something that we cannot see that is greater than ourselves. It is being vulnerable. It is trusting that God is with us through the fear and the doubt, through the grief and the sorrow, through the anger and the discontent. And we all know that sometimes that is really, really hard to do. But God uses Jesus to show us what faith and trust are like in our passage today. We read that Jesus sat down and called the disciples to come to him. He explained that the first must be last of all and servant of all. He then took a child and placed his arms around the child. Children in antiquity held no status. They were possessions or non-persons who were dependent on others until they reached the age where they could help with the family chores. In the rungs of the ladder of society, children were at the bottom. But in simply holding a child in his arms, Jesus was calling the disciples to change their views and to grow in faith. Jesus was calling them to understand that the power of Jesus' radical grace and acceptance was found in welcoming those who had little or no status. And in doing so, one was welcoming God into their midst. This was the true meaning of power and greatness. This was the true meaning of love, understanding that we are all beloved children of God, regardless of status, of culture, of sexual orientation, or race. When we welcome our neighbor, we welcome God's presence among us. How different would our world look if we stopped with the words and actions that divide us? What if we stopped quarreling about who was right and who was wrong? What would happen if we listened to one another without judgment or privilege? What if we genuinely were kind to one another? What would our world look like if we pursued greatness that benefited all of God's beloved children, where all had a voice, where all were wrapped in the loving arms of Jesus, just like the child he wrapped his arms around in our gospel reading today? I know I'm asking a lot of questions today, and I do that often in my sermons, in the hopes that maybe sometime during the week you might ask yourselves those same questions. And even maybe call the pastor up and say, hey, I have a question about that question. So maybe we should let up on the disciples just a little bit. I know I certainly will. Because it's time that we understand that they were human, just like we are. That they were trying to figure things out and they were trying to live into the faith and love of God the best they could. May we remember each day that we are all God's beloved children. And may that help us to come together instead of dividing us and pulling us apart. Let it be so. Amen. hymn of the day is Children of the Heavenly Father. And it is 781. You can remain seated.
Solutions to disagreements. Protect the vulnerable, especially children, who cannot find safety in their home or country. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, we pray for all who live with mental or physical illness. Help them find appropriate care. Bring healing and wholeness when the path forward seems bleak. We remember this morning Eddie, Elaine, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Bonnie, Mary, Tilly, Robert, Helen, Katie, Rhonda, Nicole, Esther, Phyllis, Ian, the lives and memory of the thousands of buried children at residential school sites across Canada, and those we name either out loud in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of compassion, we pray for the young people of this congregation. Renew in us your call to welcome the children in our midst. As we grow, strengthen their faith and our commitment to them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of consolation, we give you thanks for our loved ones who have died and pray for all who grieve today. Shine your grace on all our saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Now, while we can't handshake and hug yet, we can smile with our eyes. We can say, good morning, how are you? We can give the peace sign. We're still sharing God's love. Peace, everyone. Let us pray our offering prayer. God of abundance, you cause streams to break forth in the desert and manna to rain from the heavens. Accept the gifts you have first given us. Unite them with the offering of our lives to nourish the world that you love so dearly. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We will now begin our communion, which is found on page 107 at the beginning of our hymnals. It's been a while since we've done this. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on heaven and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are indeed full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it for all to drink, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.